Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. It's kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping the presentations on over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer a salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs.
Hey, it's the drive with Sam Piper, Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Tosk, ESPN Radio 93.5 on a Friday. I'm ready for the weekend.
I am too.
Any big plans?
I'm going to be like a Cardinals outfielder and just sit it out. I'm not doing much this weekend. This is my only open weekend. And then for the next 8, we've got baseball. Isn't that weird? So you know what I've done? Instead of sitting there making some elaborate plan to leave or to do something this weekend, I have nothing planned. Nothing planned. So
there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't. And the older I've gotten, man, it's nice to... I know when Lucas started doing that travel ball stuff, and then he was out of it, right? He was in high school, so he didn't do it. And then Andrew was too young for that because they're 7 years apart. And I remember that first summer where we didn't have anything to do. And I literally felt like I was missing out on everything. Like, I know I'm supposed to be doing something, right? It'd be Saturday at 2 o'clock, and I've just been sitting at home, and I'm like... And I'm not one of those, let's go mow the yard. Well, I'll mow the yard, but I'm not out looking for things to do, right? Like, a lot of guys are, and to me, those are the manly men. Uh-huh. You know, you walk out, and you look over, and old Fred's got, like, some... his engine out of his car. And it's like, what happened to the car? Oh, nothing. I just thought I'd... Take it apart, put it together, you know? I'm like, really? I don't even know how to change oil. But, you know, or guys are, like, trimming up the top of a huge oak tree, and it's like they're hanging from the... I'm like, what are you doing? Like, well, I don't know. The branches were getting a little long. I'm like, jeez. All right, I'm going to go back in and watch the Cardinals. I mean, some guys can
That's a great point.
I'll wash my truck, maybe. You know, that's like as manly as I get. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be out there with the water hose, you know, like, yeah, I'm washing my truck. That's when guys drive by, you're like, hey, what's up? Washing the truck.
Well, that's a good follow-up on, I'm going to attempt to do the manly man thing.
Uh-oh.
We're renting a sod cutter.
Ooh.
And we bought a pool, so need
you,
to.
You bought a pool?
Yeah, got to cut the sod in the back to lay down the pool. And
okay.
We'll see how that goes.
That's interesting, because the last manly thing you attempted to do is you let your leaves go until the fall, and they blew over into your neighbor's
yard. That wasn't very manly to do, but it was part of the yard. Yes, I did do that.
Has your neighbor ever, you know, chatted with you about
this? No,
no. Okay.
I didn't intentionally. I don't know who listens.
Well, they're listening.
And who knows where I live, but... I did joke.
For the record, I don't know where you live.
Yeah, I know. I did joke and say, well, you know, technically that the leaves that were in my yard, I don't have a tree that is has leaves falling.
So that was somebody else.
Those are your leaves in my yard.
Ah, I got you.
Just for the record, I don't have any beef with my neighbors.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. I mean, you're just giving them back. Like, they let you have it for a little bit of a fall.
Yeah.
You know, you look outside and it's, oh, look at the leaves on the ground, and, you know, and then it's like, all right, you can have your leaves back.
Because you don't want them mixing in with the snow. Then it just doesn't look very good.
Then that's then you go to mow it the first time the next year, and it's and you, so a sod cutter.
Sod cutter, yeah.
Hmm. What does that even look like?
Randy says the sod cutter will beat the crap out of you. And it's not like tomorrow's going to be hot or anything. Like, oh, what, 95?
Lord. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
You want me to swing over and...
Yeah, please do.
You know what I'll do? I'll swing over with, like, this little cooler that has, like, four beers in it that are all mine.
Yes.
So that you can't have one. And I'll just kind of sit about... I'll stand about 25 feet from you in the shade, leaning... Well, you said you don't have a tree.
Not in the backyard, no.
I'll stand in your neighbor's yard. And I'll just drink beer and watch
it.
I got
an umbrella you can use.
Ooh.
You know, for the patio table. You can take that down.
Then I'll do this. I'll be like, Derek, I think that works better if you... blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Because you love those people, right? My dad used to do that to me.
100%.
Lon, that would work better if you... I'm like, well, then here, do it. You know how to do it better. You do it. No, I'm just telling you. Okay. Go back in the house. If it takes me 8 hours, I'm going to get this thing figured out. I didn't like that. I didn't like people critiquing me, trying to do manly things, which, again, I'm not good at.
So I'll be back on Monday to report on how this went.
I am Googling image a sod cutter.
Yeah.
Like, can you get hurt using a sod cutter? Like, should we worry about
this? It
surely
sounds like you could, yeah. Hmm. I would imagine. I'm not going to act like an expert. I've never used one. I just know that's what you need based on some YouTube research.
Didn't even know there was a sod cutter.
My wife decided to put the rental in.
Ah.
And
so now you have to do it.
Oh, no, it's happening.
This isn't like you guys happen to have a sod cutter in the garage.
Correct. It is rented for a 24-hour block. I think it's at my house right now. I think it got delivered on my way over to the radio.
Do you have to get gas for it and oil or anything? Or
sure. I don't know.
Ooh, I'm looking at it. Hmm. Okay.
I am a little intimidated by the fact that when we went to rent it, it's like, yeah, you can't just pick it up and put it in your trunk or if you...
Too heavy.
Even if you were to rent a truck, you couldn't...
Really?
Like, put it in the bed of the truck. It's too heavy, so...
You got to, like, put ramps up and, like, steer it up?
They said if you were going to drive it away, you'd have to use... what do you call it?
Oh, they're bringing it to
you. Yeah, they dropped it off.
There's an image of a dude using it, and he's got, like...
Is he jacked?
Yes. Yeah. That was exactly where I was going. I don't know.
Maybe I'll be jacked afterwards.
Well, right. A sod cutter.
Yeah, so...
I think you can do this.
All right.
I got faith in you. What are you going
to
do with the
sod? Kyle, pay $20. Come over and do it for me.
You're going to have to pay me a lot more than that.
I was going
to
say, 20 every 15 minutes.
Okay.
20 for a piece of sod.
I tried.
What do you do with the sod?
Leave it in the yard for it to blow into the neighbor's yard, right?
I bet somebody out there could use it.
Yeah.
Maybe a golf course or something.
Build a sod castle for my son?
Yeah. Be kind of cool.
Not really.
Can you tell it's Friday during the summer?
Yeah. Somebody out there wants us to talk Antonio Reeves, which we can.
Oh, yeah. Is that somebody that is going to be from Illinois but never play for Illinois despite numerous chances?
Well, here's the tricky part for Illinois. They're full on scholarships right now.
Right.
So for them to go after Antonio Reeves, if he were to go into the portal, there would have to be another spot that becomes available. I know everybody likes to play the – well, with NIL, I'll give the people that say this, it's a point that could make sense with the financials, but here's what it is. With NIL now, why don't you give enough NIL money to a player to where that pays for their scholarship or that pays for their tuition, then they walk on instead of scholarship.
Oh, and I see what you're saying.
So they don't take up a spot. Right now, Illinois is full with 13 scholarship spots.
Huh.
How do you create another spot? It's a little late to kind of tell somebody, hey, we don't think you'll play here this
right,
year.
Right. No, I agree.
So that's a little tricky if that were to come into play.
Man, I'd never thought of that. Like, you could still give him $250,000, not
right.
$2.50.
Right.
And you could just have him walk on.
Yeah, like, what if Terrence Shannon Jr., let's say hypothetically, a two-way deal was $500,000. I think he got paid more than that or is in line to make more than that by coming back to Illinois. What if he got 750? Do you think he needs a scholarship?
No.
I just don't, but I don't see any example of anybody doing this.
Yeah, because you could literally say, well, we were going to give you $500,000. So your scholarship is going to cost this much. Mm-hmm. So we're going to increase it by that much. Yeah. That's interesting. Maybe, I've never thought of
be innovative.
I'm surprised someone hasn't thought
a new
of
new route.
Yeah.
But regardless, I think that it's possible that a spot comes open, however that's going to happen. And in that case, Antonio Reeves, it's not a secret at all. It's very widely talked about right now that there's a very, very good chance he's not going to play in Lexington this year. He withdrew from the draft and is expected to go in the portal. There's also a wrinkle with that because while he would be a grad transfer, he needs some summer credits still to be a graduate. So it would be an awkward situation if he says, I'm leaving Kentucky, but I have to stay here till July to finish up my classes so they could pull his scholarship. And then when he does officially graduate, then he can grad transfer and go somewhere and not have to sit out. So,
and Michigan is reported, right, to be pretty big, high on his list. I thought I saw a tweet today on that.
But Michigan, the guy who covers Michigan or one of them out there, it was for 24/7, wrote an article about they will be very much in the mix for Antonio Reeves if and when he goes in the portal.
I think they think now, they're in the mix for everybody.
Yeah, I would say so.
Them and is it Alabama or Arkansas? One of the two.
Arkansas calls everybody that goes in the portal. Michigan needs people.
They do.
So does Kentucky. They have seven scholarship players on their roster.
How funny would that be from going from a Kentucky team that needs scholarship players to a Michigan team that needs scholarship players? This is so weird. College sports now.
But on the note of from the state of Illinois, from Chicago. He went to Illinois State for 3 seasons.
Okay.
And then transferred to Kentucky, 14.5 points a game last year, 40% from three, 6'4", 6'5" guard that can really shoot it. He's not a point guard, but Illinois needs shooting.
Yeah.
And the combo of Terrence Shannon Jr. and Antonio Reeves as your one and two, or I should say your two and three, would be pretty darn good.
I'd take him.
I think what's interesting, yeah, no doubt. The interesting part in my mind, and I'll put this out there, I'm curious how different people would stand on this, and it's hard when I don't have another name to put in there against him, but would you rather get, let's say you could get Antonio Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
Would you, and a spot did come open, would you give it to Antonio Reeves, who might be the best overall player that you could get, or would you try to go get another point guard in the instance that Jeremiah Williams is either one, not given a waiver to be eligible, or two, he is and his Achilles doesn't put him in a position to be healthy enough to really help you that much, or maybe he's a Sky Clark situation where he's 70% and is a shell of himself pre-injury.
I see your point. I love point guards, but I'm going with the best guy. I would go Reeves in that situation. Knowing that he's healthy, knowing that he can bucket, you know, he can score. And you'd have a Redbird and a Saluki on your team. That'd be crazy.
I know people like the idea, like, all of a sudden, Illinois is stacking up with guys from the state. Terrence Shannon from the state. Justin Harmon's from the state. Jeremiah Williams is from the state.
That's what this portal is going to do. That Brett Bielema said it, right? He's like, I never burn a bridge. Because I don't know that kid, you know how I always joke about the Johnston City safety, the kid from Johnston City, Illinois that went to Wisconsin. I've joked since day one that he'll end up at Illinois. He'll end up in Illini uniform. Because really, the coming home factor, I think, works more when you're older. Maybe I'm completely wrong. I think when you're in high school and you're young, it's the flashy idea to go to another school away. Like, you're kind of like making this bold statement of saying, I'm not staying home. I'm going to go play for this program because they've been a better program, or I just feel like that's the best fit for me. And then as you get older, then there's that notion of, man, that would be cool to play in front of my parents or to be closer to home to just kind of finish out my career. I think you'll see that a lot. I bet if you dived or dove
Dove.
I think if you dove into the numbers of these transfer guys, I bet a lot of them are kind of going home. Does that make sense?
It does. And I think it would have made sense for Illinois if Ray J. Dennis did that.
Well, right. Then you immediately in my face.
But there are examples of that happening.
Throw an example of that, how sure. It didn't work.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I almost feel like whether it works or not, if I were a coach in college, if I were a coach, let's say, of SIU, and I was recruiting a kid from West Frankfort, Illinois, or Paducah, Kentucky, or Cape Girardeau, and they decided to go because they don't want to come to Southern. They want to go to, I don't know, the next kind of step up, like TCU. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I would always be like, hey, you know what? The door's always open. If you get to TCU and find out, you know, it's not what you want, maybe they're not playing as much as they hope, maybe things like this.
Or you're a role player there, and for your last year, you want to be the star of the team.
Exactly. I mean, it worked out splendidly for – who am I just thinking of?
Shannon?
No, that left – Podziemski.
Podziemski, yeah.
Now, he didn't go home.
Yes.
I mean, he even went further away.
Correct.
But that notion, in other words, worked for him to where he went down a level and was the guy and ended up being co-player of the year with Drew Timmy. That's pretty impressive. So, yeah, I think I would never burn a bridge if I was – I don't think a coach does anyway, but I would never do that because this portal thing now – you know, maybe they sit there in 2 years when they're not playing as much or things aren't going that well and say, you know, again, making this up, you know, Coach Tay was, I liked his vibe. I really liked him, but that just wasn't where I wanted to play. But now maybe it is. So I think that's huge.
Yeah, no, I think it helped with Terrence Shannon Jr. and the fact that Illinois had recruited him out of high school. Tim Anderson had recruited him to DePaul, actually had him committed at one point. And his mom was still residing in Chicago while he spent his first 3 years at Texas Tech.
Oh, wow.
Probably didn't get to see him a whole lot.
No.
And the idea that, hey, mom can be at every one of my home games and most of my games within the Big Ten, because it's pretty drivable unless you're talking Penn State or Maryland.
Yep.
But
yep.
For the most part, I can go back close to home and be with people that I'm familiar with, and then my mom can beat a lot of my games. I think that was a big deal.
I think that's – I mean, listen, I'm from speaking from experience of wanting to see every one of my kids' games, I totally would be that way. I would love with wherever they went. Like if Lucas would have gone to Arizona State to golf and not Illinois, I would have been bummed, but I would have been really excited if he – although golf's so different. I mean, even if he came to Illinois, they don't play at home.
Mm-hmm.
Randy said, did you have phone and cable lines marked?
I did, yes.
Okay, that's good.
Yes, I did.
That's good.
Good looking out, Randy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that is nice.
I will say it's hard to say adamantly to go back to what I asked you versus Antonio Reeves' unnamed point guard, not knowing who that point guard would be in the case you have a spot. I lean point guard.
See,
because
I guess my problem is, are there any good ones still out there?
I mean, right now it's – Trey Woodbury is one from Utah Valley, although he needs a waiver because this would be his sixth year in college.
Oh, wow. I mean, I get it. You could easily convince me that is the correct way to go. Easily.
There's a couple of different guys that are grad transfer eligible. Paul Mulcahy would be one of those guys. Boo Booey would be one of those guys.
Ooh.
A couple other names. I'm not saying that those guys are leaving. I'm just saying those guys are grads who then – even though it's June 2nd, could enter the portal tomorrow and be able to play immediately anywhere else.
Okay.
So I think because the risk is so great that if Jeremiah Williams doesn't get his waiver, you don't have a point guard.
No, that's fair.
Like you got Nicolo Moretti. I don't think he's ready. Not to rhyme it there like Dr. Seuss.
That was
and then you're really just caught, even if Williams is eligible, you're really caught in a similar situation to last year where your projected starting point guard is a guy coming off a major injury, Sky Clark, and then this year would be Jeremiah Williams.
True.
And then your other options there aren't true point guards. Like, yes, you could play Ty Rogers there. You could play Sincere there, theoretically. You could throw Dre Gibbs-Lawhorn in there as a freshman. I would want another point guard,
That's
even
fair.
Though Antonio Reeves is very talented, and I think Illinois would have high interest. I know they would if he were to become available. Kyle, what would you do? Well, Antonio Reeves or point guard?
And real quick, Kyle, you kind of got into a situation last year where you had Shannon and Meyer both hunting shots, right? And
I think that's also to be considered.
See, you've now convinced me the other way, because I wonder if you bring in Reeves, who's going to want his shots, plus Shannon, plus Coleman, knowing that the NBA needs him to shoot more, you're running out of shots here, and you're needing somebody to get you those shots. Mm-hmm. So you know what, Pipes? You've completely switched me.
And I agree. I think it's point guard for me, because I am really concerned about the point guard situation after missing out on Ray J. Dennis. I just think with what we witnessed last year and all the shortcomings offensively, because you didn't have that lead guard and that playmaker that was getting you into sets and making everybody better around him, I think if you can find it, even just a serviceable playmaker that can get you five assists a night and has experience at the D1 level playing the point guard position, I'd prefer that guy.
Good call.
I have thought about, do you have too many mouths to feed in that sense? Mm-hmm. If you get Reeves, like, not to say you can't try to iron it out and make it work, but Quincy Guerrier is coming here to play and shoot some threes. I would imagine Marcus Damask wants to hunt some shots.
Yeah. One of those basketball courts there on campus.
The six pack?
Yeah. Are there like any short dudes that are quick that don't need
to
shoot?
Pass?
Yeah, that just can pass. There's got to be. Got to be. I mean, there's got to be another point guard out there. In all seriousness, back to this. There's got to be. And I would think if you were doing it right and you were even at a level below, like you mentioned the Utah Valley guy, but if you were in your fifth year, or I'm sorry, you're a grad, in other words,
mm-hmm.
and let's say you were playing at a program that's never made an NCAA tournament, and that's a big goal, is to get there, like Harmon, I would think that if you were doing your homework and you were a pretty good point guard, that you would reach out to Illinois and say, hey, I'm a pretty good point guard, and I've graduated, I've gotten my diploma, I want to go to an NCAA tournament. I mean, maybe this turns out to be like an advantage for Illinois. I don't know.
I do think that earlier on in the offseason, they were interested in getting both Ray J. Dennis or someone of that caliber and also Jeremiah Williams, because you could use Williams as kind of an insurance policy depth option for this year, and then long term, because he has 3 years of eligibility left, have stability at point guard beyond this year. Where if you got Reggie Dennis, he's a one-year in-and-out type of guy, along with a number of other pieces you've brought in or brought back when you have Terrence and Coleman. So there was that type of appeal for Jeremiah. But now that you've missed on Dennis, you've gotten Jeremiah Williams, you're sitting with a full allotment of scholarships right now to not go after anybody else unless a piece exits the fold. Your hands are tied a little bit.
I would agree.
It's very interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah, I'm with Kyle too. And you didn't maybe say these words, but I know that's what you meant. Last year was even to the point of not, it wasn't that fun watching that team. They were just there was no flow sometimes. I mean, there were games, but it just seemed like there were too many times where there was no flow to a game. And it's like, and offense just seemed hard.
Yes.
And it's like, this is, I mean, when your offense is already like not running at a smooth level and then you can't shoot as well, that is a bad combination. And it's not like you've added three great shooters here. I know Damask can shoot a little bit. Harmon maybe a little bit. Guerrier has hit a few threes, no doubt. But it's not like you brought in some sharpshooter. So now you're right back, like Kyle said, you're kind of right back to where, yeesh.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I still think that the idea of upgrading your shooting is very appealing to Illinois, because like you said, they haven't gone out and gotten – I think some would be surprised that they didn't try to get a no-doubt shooting specialist like an Andrew Funk. Like, I don't know, those guys don't grow on trees,
right.
But –
I would have taken that in a heartbeat.
Just seeing that what he was and what his value to Penn State oh, we need one of those guys. Maybe he'll be exploitable defensively. Maybe he won't rebound, but he'll just be a dead-eye knockdown, one of the best shooters in the Big Ten. And while Damask is a good shooter, I think, and I think that he'll benefit from some more open looks because he's not the number one guy.
He's not known as some sharpshooter.
He's not a sharpshooter.
Is Shoot in the portal?
Jaden Shoot is not in
the
portal.
He is not. Oh, man. But just think about how important Alphonso Plummer was to winning a Big Ten championship.
Good call.
Good point.
You had Plummer and Frazier, right?
Yeah.
Nailing it down, but Plummer was,
Plummer was 6'1".
To your point.
Underwood sometimes pulled him off the floor defensively, but he'd go off for 27 on 8 threes and win you games.
Amen.
I think you'd take a Sasha Stefanovic.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is kind of weird that Like, I understand the point guard predicament because you thought you had your point guard with Sky Clark and Jaden Epps. I mean, you had two, basically 4 or 5-star guys. So that predicament kind of hit a bump in the road. I get that. Shooting, though, now Luke Goody being hurt all last season did not help. He's definitely a pure shooter.
Yes.
But, man, and maybe they thought Epps and Goody were your shooters down the stretch, you know, here for the next 2-3 years. But, gosh, it just seems like it's a bugaboo right now. But you know what? Every program goes, this isn't an Illinois issue, right? I mean, every program would love to have, I mean, you could point out some random program in the ACC and they're like, well, yeah, but they don't really have a big that can rebound. Yeah, I mean,
there's but to most teams out there. And if there's not, they're projected to go to the Final Four.
Right. That's exactly right. I mean, even Purdue, who's ranked, not ranked, I don't think anybody's ranked yet, but they're kind of, Gary Parrish, is that his name, projects them as the second-ranked team in the country. I mean, they still probably, if you talk to a Purdue fan, there's probably a wart somewhere, right? Last year was the young guards who played.
Still fairly young guards.
Incredible during the season, but then in the postseason, of course, they ran into a red hot. That was Florida Atlantic. Did they lose?
Well, it was Fairleigh Dickinson, right? Oh. Was it Fairleigh Dickinson?
Yeah.
Yeah, Fairleigh Dickinson.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So never
mind. And then
Florida
Atlantic.
There's no caveats on that. Like, oh, they ran into this red-hot Fairleigh Dickinson.
I don't know. I didn't follow.
Can't blame them for that one.
Hey, Fairleigh Dickinson beat Kentucky in the NIT 1 year. Yeah. At Kentucky. I think that was Fairleigh Dickinson. Just when you're not expecting it, the old FD, they rise
FDU
to the occasion.
FDU was hanging tough with the 05 Illini in the first
half,
right?
Yes, they were. Yes.
Yeah, Round one of the tournament
that
year.
Good call. Good call.
Yeah.
Good call on that.
Got to catch a break. We'll talk more. Hit us up, 217-359-2255. Point guard or Antonio Reeves, if you had your preference. They had a spot opened up, and you could take one of those. Which way would you go? Let us know. We'll talk more about that when we return. It is The Drive.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champaign. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champaign is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampaign.com.
Looking to eat healthier and buy locally? Savannah Ridge Farms in Indianola, Illinois has been expanding their yak herd for nearly 2 years, offering local farm-to-table meat containing absolutely no antibiotics, no hormones, or steroids. Savannah Ridge Farms is raising 100% all-natural yaks that feed on organic grass and hay in chemical-free open land. Yak meat is one of the best sources of protein and is nearly 100% fat-free. So if you want healthy, nutrient-dense, vitamin-packed red meat without the worry of how it got to your plate, visit SavannahRidgeFarms.com and check out their Facebook page. Look for Savannah Ridge Farms at Urbana's Market at the Square on Saturdays. They deliver to Champaign and Vermilion counties, and you can also pick them up at their farm. Visit SavannahRidgeFarms.com for incredibly healthy yak meat, SavannahRidgeFarms.com.
Hello, golfers. The Special Olympics Illinois Region I Golf Outing is Friday, August 4th, and we want you to join us. Registration and lunch is at 11 a.m. Shotgun start is at noon. There's free Riggs beer throughout the event, golfer games out on the course led by athlete Emerson York. Appetizers from the Roto Catering and cash awards for team prizes are immediately following. For details, visit soill.org.
Join Cunningham Children's Home June 2nd and 3rd for the 19th annual Festival of Quilts. It's a great event and you don't want to miss it. Whether in person or online, enjoy all the festival has to offer, including the quilt auction, the gift shop and boutique, home decor, bake sale, campus tours, and more. Proceeds from the signature fundraiser will help us to meet the critical needs of the youth and families Cunningham served this year. That's the Festival of Quilts June 2nd and 3rd. Visit cunninghamhome.org to learn more.
Racing, racing, racing! Farmer City Raceway is your local award-winning dirt track with exciting Friday night lights illuminating the late models and modifieds going for the checkered flag for the win! Make arrangements to get in on the camping with great price points for pit passes and young fans, as well as veterans. Friday nights, the hot laps start at 6:30, then qualifying and racing action. Don't miss out on the fun at Farmer City Raceway. For details, visit FarmerCityRacing.com. You'll buy the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison Champaign, way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gale Ferrix Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. The days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight. Gale Ferrix Trucking. 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com.
Hey all you backyard chefs and barbecue gurus. Barbecue season is here, and I know that you're anxious to fire up that smoker or grill, but your yard needs mowed. Yes, your wife is getting hangry, but that grass isn't going to cut itself. What's an aspiring pitmaster going to do? Get the world's fastest mower, a Dixie Chopper from Dedicated Diesel in Urbana. They carry a full line of Dixie Choppers from the Z2 and beautiful Eagle residential models up to the big Excalibur and classic commercial machines that can mow nearly 8 acres an hour. Get your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. This is award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott, and whether I'm cooking low and slow or hot and fast, I always have time to savor the flavor because my mowing time is cut down by Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest mower. Get your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, 217-328-0562.
Join Cunningham Children's Home June 2nd and 3rd for the 19th annual Festival of Quilts. It's a great event and you don't want to miss it. Whether in person or online, enjoy all the festival has to offer, including the quilt auction, the gift shop and boutique, home decor, bake sale, campus tours, and more. Proceeds from the signature fundraiser will help us to meet the critical needs of the youth and families Cunningham served this year. That's the Festival of Quilts June 2nd and 3rd. Visit cunninghamhome.org to learn more.
Hey Illini fans, it's Max Kellerman. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back on the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. On the U of I Illini Link text line, Beer Can Kurt says, point guard 200%.
Okay.
As far as the choice between Antonio Reeves, really good player.
Fair enough.
Knockdown shooter, or a point guard. Again, it's hard to say because I don't know who that point guard would necessarily be. But I'd be firing it off into the back channels that the opportunity we were selling to Ray J. Dennis really hasn't changed.
Yeah, good
outside
call.
Of adding Jeremiah Williams. And oh, by the way, he may or may not be eligible to play this year. So,
and Jeremiah's got a couple more years, right?
He has 3 years left.
So if you could recruit over him.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you think he has a better chance at getting the waiver since he never actually played a game for Iowa State?
It's a very interesting question. I've tried to ask around on it. I've been told Illinois is cautiously optimistic that they can get the waiver, but I do think it's different than a lot of the other players trying to get that second-time transfer waiver, which the NCAA, if they hold up to their word, which I know there's been times where they haven't,
yeah,
they're saying they're going to crack down on this thing. So he transferred to Iowa State because of the injury, then didn't play at all. So I think that's a little bit of a different circumstance. But, I mean, Eli Hershkovich told us yesterday that he brought up a guy at Ole Miss as an example. The word in a lot of circles in college basketball is that the NCAA is not going to let these two-time transfers be eligible. And I wouldn't be surprised if Jeremiah Williams, they say, hey, I mean, you're moving again. Yeah, you didn't play last year, so you didn't sacrifice a year of eligibility. We'll throw you the medical red shirt, but we're not going to give you immediate eligibility.
Could they do that where they say, we'll let you play, but you're not getting the medical red shirt? Does that make sense? Like, I totally get it if somebody had transferred and then now wants to transfer again, right? To me, it's like, no, then you got to go back to the old rule. You got to sit a year out. But essentially, he sat a year out. That's what confuses me about that one. Like, I can actually, like, I have no problem if the NCAA, if Jeremiah Williams had transferred and then wanted to transfer again and wasn't injured, but he didn't play at all.
He didn't, no. He got hurt last October, Achilles injury, and still hasn't been cleared. So he's been out. From that point on.
There again, maybe you've got to stick to your guns and say, hey.
They're trying to set a precedent, I think, so that it's not open season in terms of moving around.
Right.
But
well, and they did give him they have, given him 1 year at least, so now it's almost like, well, you don't get two.
They gave him the one time, yeah. As they have given everybody and will continue to do so. He transferred from Temple to Iowa State last year. Immediately eligible to play, unfortunately had the Achilles injury. He's got a little bit of a different case to try to say why he should be eligible. We'll see.
Okay.
That has to play out. And that's another thing that Illinois is going to have to try to do if they are going to find a spot somewhere, wherever it's hiding. try to either predict what the NCAA is going to do on that, or hopefully they'll give them a timely decision on it, but then again, it's the NCAA.
Right, and that scares you. That scares you.
Just don't hold out till like it's September, October, and like, yeah, hey, Illinois, how you doing? We know you only have one point guard, and he's got an Achilles thing he's coming off of, but don't worry, he's not eligible to play this year anyway.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. Yeah. Hey, I was going to mention, can I switch to baseball real quick?
Go for it.
Big win, and congrats to John Staub and the Champaign Central Maroons. They beat, who did they beat last night? Chatham Glenwood, which is a team that has been kind of a bugaboo to them for a couple of years. So they won game one of the sectional. They'll play Saturday against Rochester, who upset Muhammad Seymour. Wolters did not pitch that game.
I saw he won Gatorade Player of the Year in Illinois.
He did. That's right. Andrew told me that today. He won Gatorade Player of the Year.
His numbers were sick. Like a .44 ERA and had over like 120 Ks in like 45 innings or something like that.
It's disgusting.
Or whatever
it was.
And he
probably hit 10 homers.
I think he had 9 homers.
Oh, jeez.
And a .410 batting average.
It will be interesting to watch and see if he's drafted in the first round or the first couple of rounds, and then what do you do? I think you go, obviously, Major League Baseball route, but otherwise Arizona. I'm sure Arizona's out there going, why'd you have to be this good this year? I mean, we knew you were going to be good, but my goodness. But, yeah, so Unfortunately for, you know, baseball is one of those tricky things. If you don't have two studs, and I'm not saying, listen, Muhammad had two other really good pitchers. It's just, if you don't, you know, I don't know. The way the games work, the way the dates work, you can get mixed up to where all of a sudden you're throwing your two or three and they're throwing their one. And, you know, it that's where baseball and softball, well, softball not so much, because the same pitcher can honestly pitch almost every game. But baseball, that's where it gets tricky in that. And sometimes you got to be a little bit lucky. Mm. But Champaign Central, they've got a couple of seniors that are solid pitchers. Not, of course, to the Walters mark, but solid guys. And I did ask Stabby to join us today, but they practice between 3 and 5. So I'm like, is the sectional game that important that you're going to blow us off? You know, no, I'm kidding.
Also, you have an assistant throw BP.
Yeah, exactly.
Call? And I mean, as a Centennial grad, I usually don't say nice things about Central, but I wish them the best of luck.
That is nice of you to do that. Also, EIU, don't forget tonight. Now, I looked all over to see, and I'm guessing it's on the SEC network. So I'll be able to watch that. Vanderbilt and Eastern Illinois tonight at, it says 8 o'clock, but I think it's 7. I think these are Eastern. So that's tonight, just as a FYI, as a reminder, that we've got a little bit of a rooting interest locally in an NCAA baseball team. So
absolutely.
I was looking for Big Ten. I know Indiana plays West Virginia tonight. Indiana State won. Indiana State is hosting a regional.
Wow.
They won the Valley and then won the Valley tournament. Iowa is in that region. Indiana State beat Wright State 6-5 today. So they'll play the winner of Iowa-North Carolina, which is tonight. That's cool. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize Indiana State had won, is what I'm saying. Pretty cool.
Pretty big deal.
Down in Terre Haute, I mean, I know I heard on the radio, they were like, there'll be a lot of crowd, a lot of traffic in Terre Haute this weekend for the NCAA regionals. That'd be kind of cool to go over and watch.
Would.
I just
think they got some tailgating going on over there?
I bet they do. The old Sycamores with Larry Bird. Isn't that funny? Indiana State played in the national title game.
It's wild.
And you had Larry and Magic. I mean, if you're Indiana State, you'd be sitting there going, the chances of us getting to a national championship, and then when we do, we have to face another, what's a word I'm looking for? Another top 20 player that's ever played basketball. I mean, they have one in Larry Bird, and then, oh, by the way, Magic Johnson is on it. It's like, oh, no! But, yeah, that was, wow. I can remember, that was probably one of the first sports memories that I remember. Like, I can remember sitting down with my parents and watching Illinois basketball or watching the Cardinals on occasion. Of course, you only got the Cardinals on a Saturday if you were lucky, if it was the game of the week, right? And, of course, we would go to games, and I can remember some of that. But I remember one of the big sports memories, one of the first that I remember, was Magic and Larry in the NCAA title game. And I would have been 8 years old. It was 79, so I would have turned 9 later that year. So I was 8 years old, and I remember like before the game they interviewed Magic and Larry together or something. I can remember everything about that. That was really cool.
Have you ever seen the show Winning Time that came out last year on HBO, I believe?
Oh, with the Lakers? Yes. I watched that.
Did you like it?
I did like it.
I feel like the actors they got to play, Larry and Magic, resembled them so much. I think they nailed some of that casting really, really well.
Especially Magic. Well, and Larry. You're right. The only guy that didn't look the part is the Dr. J.
Yes.
The Julius Irving.
Yeah, I remember talking about that.
He looked like some corporate lawyer out of, you know, Delaware.
John C. Reilly did a really good job of playing Jerry Buss.
He did, with the crazy hair and yeah.
I know Jerry West was not too happy about his portrayal. A little bit of a loose cannon.
I didn't realize Jerry was that. If they portrayed him correctly.
In the first episode, he throws his finals MVP trophy through a window.
Right. Did I assume that happened?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, that was Winning Time. That's right. No, that was really good. You've still got to watch the golf thing.
I do. Got to catch a break, wrap up the show.
Band of Brothers.
Yeah, there's a lot. If you list them all, we'll go way too late, and we'll miss Cardinals pregame show, which is going to start here at 5:10.
That's right.
On this network, Cardinals in Pittsburgh. So a little bit of an earlier start tonight.
Big series.
Big one, especially for our guy Lon, who has a little vested interest in the Cardinals winning the division.
Are we going to tip another when we come back?
Sure, why not?
Let's go.
We're due for a break, then due for cheers, and then we got to get out of here.
Due for.
It's The Drive.
Every industry has specialists, like Alan here. He knows radiators.
Radiators. I love them. Don't even talk to me about brakes or fuel lines.
Just radiators.
Radiators.
Sally is a specialist in cakes.
I think pies are an abomination.
Really? Pies?
Yuck.
Then we have Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You know what they're great at? Appliances. Nothing else. No TVs. No computer printers. No radiators.
Who's got a problem with radiators?
Nobody, Alan. But you can't get one at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Too bad. They're missing out.
I'm Dennis Regan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. All we do is appliances. And when that's all you do it better than anyone else. Our associates on our sales floors know more about them. Our delivery people are better at installing them. And our technicians are better at fixing them. All right here in Central Illinois. Wow!
I can't believe you don't like pies, though.
What do I look like, some kind of a peasant?
No.
Cakes are really the best
thing. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local, hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Ready for an exciting change? At Merle Norman, we can take your look from ordinary to extraordinary in a matter of minutes. Our innovative skincare, perfectly matched foundations, and on-trend colors will make a difference that's written all over your face. Come in and see what a makeover can do. We'll help select the products that are just right for you, and we'll teach you tips that the pros know about applying your most flattering shades. Ask for your free express makeover today, calling 217-359-8100 or visit 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Have you been to the Long Branch Steakhouse? The Long Branch Steakhouse happens to be a family-owned restaurant in the small town of Gifford that just happens to serve up incredible steaks. We're talking fresh, hand-cut steaks served to perfection. So if your fantasy is to have a great meal in a great family restaurant in a great small community, visit the Long Branch Steakhouse. Oh, and don't forget to ask for the frog dressing, the Brussels sprouts, and the incredible macaroni and cheese. The Long Branch Steakhouse, located in beautiful downtown Gifford.
Paxton Hardware and Rental, located at 525 Market Street in Paxton, offers a huge catalog of rentals. Whether you're looking for a contractor, a do-it-yourself project, landscaping help, wedding rentals, or even party and event rentals like bounce houses, manager Scott Allen has what you need.
We have a really nice rental fleet. Our equipment we try to keep new, clean, in good operation, and at a super reasonable price.
Paxton Hardware and Rental, 217-379-3611.
You're going to get first-class, first-rate service here at Paxton Hardware.
Pepsi Cola Champagne Urbana Bottling, a valued member of the community for two generations, is proud to announce that applications are being accepted for commercial drivers. Do you have a CDL? Full-time positions include major medical, dental, a 401k, vacation time, sick time, and paid holidays. To view all openings and to apply, go to PepsiColaCU.com. Then under the More header, click Employment Opportunities. That's PepsiColaCU.com. Equal Opportunity Employer.
It's spring, which means it's time for spring cleaning. Do you have unwanted furniture, appliances, home accessories, or building materials? Does your business have overstock or obsolete inventory? Donate your new or gently used items to the Habitat for Humanity Restore. Sale of your donated items to the public at budget-friendly prices reduces landfill waste while helping families in our community gain access to affordable housing. Visit cuhabitat.org or call 217-359-0507 today to schedule a free donation pickup.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 300 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Racing, racing, racing. Farmer City Raceway is your local award-winning dirt track with exciting Friday night lights illuminating the late models and modifieds going for the checkered flag for the win. Make arrangements to get in on the camping with great price points for pit passes and young fans, as well as veterans. Friday nights, the hot laps start at 6:30, then qualifying and racing action. Don't miss out on the fun at Farmer City Raceway. For details, visit FarmerCityRacing.com. You'll buy the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Max Kellerman. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Finishing up here on a Friday, ESPN Radio 93.5.
Is Jordan Walker homering tonight?
Ooh. He's in the lineup, right?
He's in the lineup.
He has to be because we have no other outfielders.
Right.
Yeah.
All three of your outfielders are on the IL.
I'm going to have to look at that.
Are we going to put that in a same-game parlay?
Probably get some good odds. We're going to have to look at that very, very shortly. We do got to get out of here, but we promised something, and I need to deliver on
it. Yes, yes.
It's Friday.
Let's go.
We're double-dipping today. You deserved it.
Everybody you deserve it. You deserve it more than anybody.
No, I don't, but I need it. I don't know if I deserve it, but I need it.
To everybody but Ray J. Dennis.
Happy hour.
On that note, we got to get out of here. Nobody to thank today, but everybody who listened in and participated on the U of I Atlanta Link text line. It was a fun show. Enjoyed it. Everybody have a great weekend. I will try to survive. Appreciate all the best wishes that came in with the sod cutting. And I'll try to be in good shape when I show up on Monday.
Please don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Please don't get hurt.
Blame my wife if I do.
You're right.
Talk to you guys on Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you then. It's The Drive.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
BC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at BC are designed with your goals in mind. BC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Imagine you're in the south of France in October when the temperature will be 70. Hi, it's Stevie J, and it's time to travel. Join Larry and Elena Canfer for their Off the Beaten Path to the South of France and Italy, September 29th through October 9th. The south of France is noted for its Mediterranean lifestyle and unique artists like Van Gogh, Picasso, and Chagall. They'll go off the beaten path to explore picturesque villages and seaside towns. You'll enjoy delicious meals with the greatest olive oil and wine. Then you'll go east to Milan, the Italian city of design and fashion and Ferraris. Again, the trip leaves from Champaign September 29th and goes through October 9th, non-stop flights both ways. It's the south of France and Milan, Italy, with Larry and Elena Canfer. For complete details and to sign up, go to steviejtravel.com. That's steviejtravel.com. Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go?